How do I know I like myself? That's a good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. How do I know if I like myself? Well, I know if I like myself if I do unto others as I would like others to do unto me. If I look at everybody in the world and see a happy, joyful, wonderful person, then I know that I like myself. If I look in the world and I see that everybody is doing everything that makes them happy and makes everybody around them happy, then I know I like myself. But how can that be the test? How can that be the example? Well, the world outside of me is exactly what is going on in the world inside of me. And if the world outside of me is a happy place, then I can be sure the world inside of me is a happy place. And if the world outside of me is not a happy place, then I've got to do some cleaning up in my thinking inside of me. I've got to do some work on me, because whatever I see in the world, that's what I am. So, I make a concerted effort to see everybody in my world happy. And sometimes the experiences they're going through are not all that happy, but I make an effort to see everyone happy. When someone drops a bowl, like a waiter or waitress in a store, in a restaurant, anyplace else, or somebody at home drops a bowl, I don't immediately say, "Oh, darn, there goes a bowl." I just say, "Well, we all learn to be a little more strengthener, proper in what we do, so that we're not going to drop it. We drop it because we weren't paying attention." "No, it slipped." It slipped because we weren't paying attention. "Well, it fell because, you know, somebody bumped me. "No, because we weren't paying attention." Now, what is it that we were not paying attention to? What is it that I was not paying attention to so that someone in my presence had an incident? Not an accident, an incident. What was it that I was not paying attention to? Well, I was not paying attention to having happy thoughts in my mind, knowing that all is in divine order at all times. My goodness. All is in divine order at all times. If I live in my world, and that's all that matters, if I live in my world saying all is in divine order at all times, what's going to be taking place? All is going to be in divine order at all times. All is going to be working out harmoniously and beautifully all the time. Everything is going to be happy. "Oh, come on now, the world's not that good." No. That's not what I'm experiencing at the moment, because that's not what I'm living at the moment. When I can teach myself and I can train myself to always be thinking all is in divine order right now, when I can train myself always to living in the thought, as I'm walking along my path and I'm walking up the path and I'm saying, "I'm divine order, all is in divine order. I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body." And I'm walking along. Hey, that's not bad stuff to think about. It's not bad at all. And as I walk along, I say, "All is in divine order." And I say, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I don't know what I'm whole and perfect about, but I'm whole and perfect. I don't know what my ideal spirit, mind, and body is all about, but I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. I don't know any of these things, but I say them, and I live them, and that's my thought. That's the first thing that comes to my mind as I walk along. I'm not thinking, "Oh, how beautiful are the trees and the bushes and the flowers. Oh, how lovely is my path and how wonderful is the walk from my hermitage up to the monastery every morning for breakfast and coming back after breakfast to do the work in my house and then back for lunch and then back after lunch and then back for supper and back after supper and here and there and walking around the ranch and walking here and there and just having a wonderful time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow-wee! I am so happy. I am so filled with joy, and everywhere I go, everyone is filled with joy." People walk into my house and they say, boy, I feel good here. I feel wonderful here. Of course you do. I feel wonderful here. This is a wonderful place. I make it wonderful. I make it wonderful by my attitude, by my thoughts, by my way of looking at myself. And it's great. Oh, it is so great. Yes, it is. It is so great. Now, what about you? What about you? What are you doing to make your life great? What are you doing to have a happy, happy life? What are you doing so that everybody in your world is an expression of exactly what you are? Well, be the kind of exactly what you are that you would like to see other people be. And then other people will be exactly what you are when you are exactly what you are. That sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? But it's not. It's just perfectly wonderful, perfectly divine, perfectly perfect, because whatever you expect out of life, that's just what life gives you. Whatever you expect out of the world, that's just what the world gives you. Whatever you think is going to happen to you, that's just what's going to happen to you. And are you ready for that? Well, don't think what's going to happen to you is going to happen to you. Let it be. Let it be. Be that which you are. Be so wonderful, so fantastic, so happy that that's the way you live. And then as you are so fantastic, so happy, so wonderful, you will find that all the world is but a reflection of what you are. Because from happy eyes, you can only see happiness. From joyful heart, you can only find joyful experiences in your world. From joyful attitudes, you can only find other people whose way of looking at life is just as joyful as yours is. But it's just a matter of, am I going to keep my house in order at all times? Am I going to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Am I going to be that which I speak my word to be? All is in divine order. Am I going to be that? Can I be that? Oh, I sure can. But the thing is, it takes attention to everything that I do. Everything that I say. Everything that I think. Everything that I am. No matter where I am, no matter what I do, no matter what I see, no matter what I say, it is always good. Do I always give a compliment to another person? Do I always find something beautiful in them to talk about? Do I always find something beautiful in life, in the world, to talk about? I can live on heaven on earth right now by living in my happy heart. I can live in hell right now by living in a heart that's filled with misery and unhappiness and finding unhappiness everywhere. It's all my choice. All, whatever I want to do. Do I want to live in a happy heart? Do I want to be a happy person? Do I want to be someone who is enjoying life? Do I really want to do that? Well, if I do, then it's up to me to put the causes in motion to bring about those effects that I really want in my life. It's not something that somebody else is going to do, because somebody else is only going to do what is a reflection of my attitude and my way of thinking. Somebody else is only going to do who and what I am. They're only going to do that. And they're not going to do any more, and they're not going to do any less. They're not going to be any happier than I am, and they're not going to be any sadder than I am. They're not going to be richer than I am. They're not going to be poorer than I am. They're not going to be anything other than what I am. And so, it is important for me to be who I am, who I really am. The divine self of me, the self of me that makes me happy all the time, the self of me that makes me find good in the world all the time, the self of me that looks around and says, this is a good world. Everything that I have created is good and very good. I am a good creator. And we are. We are a good creator. We create exactly what we have in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our being. Now, what do you have in your heart, your mind, your soul, your being? Look around you, and you get a very perfect replication of what it is that is in your mind, heart, soul, and being. And if you like it, go for it. And if you don't like it, say, time for a change. Bring out Mr. Happiness. Put up a, start my smile going and be who I am now. Right now. Join me. Join me. It's fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.